again, everyone. It's Cash Beelin. You're watching Casual Conversations, and you're listening to Casual Conversations on a new podcast that we have. And this is a program where we have beautiful, wonderful, exciting, and informative conversations, very casual, with people who are very important to our world. Our very special guest today is Stephen Saunders, discoverer and creator and inventor of the Cut and Go. Stephen, tell us about the Cut and Go. How did you come up with this?
Well, actually, I was watching a video TV program, and a commercial came on, and it showed a cop going through water to save an elderly couple. And then I always say God gave it to me, because I didn't even know there were seatbelt cutters until I invented one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what features does this have?
Well, one of the unique features to it is that it locks onto your belt. It's the only one in the world that actually locks on your belt. So when you get it, and you close it like that, you hear it locking onto your belt. And that's very important, because then you always know where it is. It's always there, right within reach.
Wow. So let's you created a video, one of many. It will show this one, which shows all the positive and effects and everything and how it actually cuts. So let's check this out, and then we'll talk about it a little further right after this, okay? Check this out, folks.
How to use the Cut and Go. The Cut and Go is attached to your belt. You simply hold your belt, lift up, break this safety tab, reach up, and just pull it. That cuts your belt. And you simply fold the handle back, and then straight the Cut and Go. The best in the business. All right. You see how easy that was?
Show me a little more details there in front of you about the product.
Well, one of the things that's really nice is that it's self-enclosed. So you will never see this blade when you buy it or when you use it, and therefore it can never damage your clothing, your skin, or anything like that. So that's really important. And it's guided. See, so you don't really, most of the times, when you buy other products, you have to use two hands, and you have to be very precise and know how to do it. But the Cut and Go is a guided system. So as long as you lift this handle, whether you push it, pull it, or whatever, it can only do one thing, and that is cut your belt. And see, you never saw that blade do that.
Well, I know the product, people think what size they see in your hand. I happen to have an exact copy of that because you're so nice to send it to me and check it out. And it's a very beautiful product, number one. I like the red color because it kind of stands out. You can easily find it and see it in case it slides or something else, or you need to locate it because of, misplaced it or something. But what do you recommend? People get this product and put it on the belt and leave it, or can they also move it to another vehicle if they're traveling?
No, it's meant to go on your belt. It stays with your belt forever. You sell your car, it goes with your car. That's the only way you can really ensure, because see, this red safety tab here is breaking between not 12 and 13 pounds. So it's very important that this stays clamped and never loses its strength in holding it closed. And if you didn't do that, if you try to take it off and move it to another seat, you're going to compromise that. And then when you go to break that tab, it's not going to hold on to the belt the way it should. It's meant to stay there. And even if you, and they give you a lifetime guarantee of replacement when you use it, even if you sell your car to somebody else and they get it, you can actually go onto my website, print that out, give it to them, give me their name, and if they ever use it, we'll replace it for free.
Right there on the screen, that's where you go to get all the information. But I think one of the important features I think on the show is, memory. So your hand kind of knows where it is. So there's a little video, let me show how that concept works, and you can further give us more details on that and how you came up with that concept. It makes sense because, it's always in the same place. You're going to open and close the belt the same all the time. And, nothing better than when you reach with your hand, it's like right there versus, oh, it's up there. Where is it? Oh my God. You have 2 seconds to decide to get out of a car after an unfortunate accident. And so this is very helpful. So let's check this out.
Hi, I'm Stephen Saunders, inventor of the Cut and Go. And today I'm here to talk to you about one of the most important videos I'll ever make and that you'll ever watch. And that is how to develop muscle memory with the Cut and Go. And what's real important about that is when I come to buckle up, I merely slide my Cut and Go up, I pull out more belt, and then I buckle in.
and then I slide it right down to the sweet spot. I believe this is the safest spot in your entire car. You don't want to put it on your lap belt because you don't have the range of motion there. If it's off to the side, it could, you, when you get hit in the side, it could be trapped and then you're not, you can't access it. But with it on the top belt, you have a great range of motion. It's always there where you need it, when you need it the most, in the quickest way possible. Then when I unbuckle, I merely let my buckle slide down. I slide the cut and go down. Now, if you notice, every time I'm doing that, I'm touching the cut and go. When I touch the cut and go and handle the cut and go, I'm developing that muscle memory that's going to help me remember where it is, when I need the most, in the quickest way possible. Because when you're in an accident, you're not in the right frame of mind. You could be scared, you'd be terrified, you may only have seconds. It's so important that you develop that muscle memory and that routine. It could save your life, the life of you or your loved ones, in the time when you need it most. So get your cut and go today. It's the best in the business.
That's right. Get cut and go. Thecutandgo.com. Hey, it looks like you're driving all of a sudden in a car. Wow, pretty cool simulation. Tell us more.
Well, this is how it's going to be. It's always going to be there, right there where you have it. And I made demo ones for you that actually work just like the real thing. So you could actually practice it in your car with you and your family, and you'll know how it works when you need to. It has no blade or no window breaking pin in it, so you don't have to worry about damaging your belt or doing your window or breaking your window, but you can do that simulation because the cut and go, the demo works exactly like the real thing. It's the only thing I know in the world that you can actually do and practice it before you need to do it.
Now, how about variations? Do you have many variations of the product?
Currently, right now, we have, these are hydro dipped right here for the hunters. Again for the hunters, and then we have the regular ones, and then I have a Good Samaritan program for businesses in the future that I'm going to be working with in the future, and then I had somebody who has their car all blacked out, so if you can see in the center when we do the next batch, they'll all be just, I can make them just black with no printing on them if you want them just plain.
Wow. So what kind of feedback do you hear from people who've used the product?
Mostly I hear from, well, no one's had to use it yet, thankfully.
Ooh. I'm thankfully. One of the first ones. I don't have to use it, hopefully.
People have purchased them, but no one had to use it yet to save their life. Mm-hmm. You know, but everyone that I've demoed it for or used it or bought it, one of them said, a lot of them said, oh, I'm afraid. One lady was terrified about going into water. She said, I needed to have something that I knew was going to be there if I went into water. I found a lot of people have a fear of going into water. You know, and unfortunately, we recently had an accident in our area where the guy died 1 mile from his house in a car fire.
Wow.
Now it was raining and he hydroplaned and he hit his tree and his car caught on fire. So, you know, he wasn't going fast. So he probably was in good physical shape. And if he had to cut and go, I can't say 1,000% that I would have saved him, but I can tell you 1,000% he would have had a chance. Because it would have been right there because it took too long for the first responders to get there. Because you figure for a first responder, it's a lot of responsibility. They got to get the call. They got to drive to the firehouse. They got to get from the firehouse to the accident. It's raining. They have to deal with traffic, weather conditions. You know, that's all takes time. In that same amount of time, you're looking with a cut and go can be done within like 15 seconds. So if he was okay, he could easily cut that belt, broke that window, and been out there. But the fire took too long, and the flames got to him, and he was too badly burned, and he died an hour later in the hospital.
Wow.
And you know, the tragedy of that is the loss of the family member, which is what, you look behind me, I have all my family pictures up there because they all want us to come home. But the second tragedy of that is all the burden of the first responders that bear the burden that they couldn't get there in time.
Give us a little detail of how a seatbelt actually works, because a lot of people don't understand the mechanics involved in that seatbelt currently. And you got the loop through with the seatbelt that people think there are two separate seatbelts on. Let's talk about that, because it's you know, when you get into a tragedy, you know, you got seconds to decide what to do, where things are, and how to deal with that. So let's go over some of those cool pieces of information people can share and save lives.
Well, when you look at a buckle, there, you can see there's two slots. That's because it's reciprocal. It's all one belt. So when you cut the top belt, you just pull out the bottom. The top of the belt will retract naturally. What people don't realize that this is in their car. And you see where right above where you buckle, right below where you buckle in? This is because, and then you'll see some of them will be like accordion, and some will have this little button on there, and that'll break. So when this cable, when this charge goes off and yanks this eighth-inch cable, yanks that belt down into your lap, well, what happens is because of the force of that pulling it down into your lap and your body going forward from the accident can cause your buckle to jam. Now you're in a real pickle, and you need to be able to get out of that quickly. Most people don't even know this is in their car, and this became real prevalent in 1997. And the reason that was because people were actually sliding underneath their belts, getting stuffed up underneath their dash. And a lot of people don't realize that with power locks and power windows today, that when your car catches on fire, like that poor gentleman's car did, you cannot undo your locks or your windows. So unfortunately, it puts you in a position where you can change your car handles for coffin handles.
Oh,
that's why time is of the essence.
Yeah, I know. That's why the product is so important, because just tell me, can people order them individually, or they order in sets, or how does that work?
Right now, I currently offer them in a two-pack, a single pack, which is two, because I'd be like pickup trucks, Porsches, Lamborghinis, right, things like that. They have two seats in them. And then a family pack, which is a total of, I originally had it at five, but then I created the demo ones for the seaplane industry. And they told me, you know, we feel that everybody should get a demo one. So now in your family pack, you get a total of six. So you get the free demo one with it. So that way you can actually practice it and develop that muscle memory. And if somebody should get into your car and they don't have the cut and go yet, you should let them use the demo one. Because when you get an accident, there's a trillion ways of different things that can happen in an accident. You may be the one that's trapped or unconscious, and they may need to know how to get out to save your life. So it's real important that they know what it does and how it works in case they need to.
What do you see the future? What do you see this product appearing in? They think every car will have it, and every moving vehicle with a seatbelt, whether it's a plane or that, I'm sure that's your dream. And we want to get you there, because nothing, little thing like this can save lives. There's so many other things that save lives, you know, but this is amazing little piece, invention that can save so many lives. Where do you see the future of this product?
I see, well, you know, I demonstrated this thing 1,000 times or more, thousands of times, actually. If you stopped in front of me, you saw it, you know. And one of the things that the biggest responses I got from people, they said that, I think one day this will be on the cars right when it comes from the factory. Mm-hmm. Because and another thing people don't realize is that once, if you ever flip your car ends up on the side or on its roof, you have all that weight on that belt, you can't undo your latch. But with the cut and go, it's the only device in the world that can cut in a controlled manner. Nothing else in the world can cut in a controlled manner. So when the first responders come up to you and you're in that situation, they can now put two hands underneath you and they can say, okay, Kaz, cut your belt nice and slowly. So that way they can just absorb your weight and lower you down safely so that you don't get a second injury by falling. Because right now that's all that happens.
Wow. That's amazing. That was so quick and efficient.
You know, and the one lady I met, she said it took like 40 minutes for the first responders to get there, and the belt was just against her neck the whole time. And she here's a year and a half later, and she's still suffering. Well, the cut and go is a controlled cut. So maybe you don't have the confidence to cut your belt all the way. Or maybe it's not, maybe you shouldn't cut your belt all the way. But you know what you could do? You could cut it a quarter of the way, half of the way, three quarters of the way, and you'll still be safe, but you could release that pressure.
Hey, I want to take you back to an earlier video that you did of the cut and go. And you got the lovely orange, which I'm wearing today.
Yeah, that was my outfit. First one.
So let's check this out. Let's see if you look any different in this video. Let's check this out.
Hi, my name is Steven Souders, inventor of the cut and go, the seatbelt cutting king of the world. And today I'm here to talk to you about the locked on feature of the cut and go. As you can see, the cut and go here is now locked onto your belt. And when I mean it locks on, that means no matter what kind of accident you get in, it's just gonna hang right there on your belt. So that gets thrown around and you're getting bounced around, no matter what, when you need it, the cut and go is gonna be right there. It's the most convenient, fastest, accessible seatbelt cutting device you will ever have.
Oh, very powerful. I like that message with the smasher animation at the end. Hey, one thing I want to turn into, you know, is, you know, you've got people of different ages who drive, and also you have passengers in the car. So you got people who are young and healthy, you got senior citizens, and you have kids. So let's go over like how that applies to different age levels. And I mean, this is very tiny, it's not heavy. You know, and how does that affect, especially with, you know, cutting something and kids? What is your opinion on that?
Well, that's one of the biggest things I ever got. People said to me, oh, what about the children? What about the children? You know, how this can't be safe around the children, because it's meant to be put on every belt. But the beauty of the cut and go is that you don't have to put on every belt. But the second beauty of it is that if you do, and as your children mature, you can actually talk with them. I made a video with Colton, who's 6 years old, who cut his own belt, broke his own window, because you don't know if you're going to be in an accident or if you're going to be the one that's trapped or unconscious. So I'm going to be making an auto series, safety series here in the near future. And one of the tips is going to be, if you discuss it with your children, say, hey, if dad or mom are unconscious, come up and give us a little smack and see if you can wake us up. That's the only time you can do it, though. Don't try it any other time, but see if you can wake us up. And if not, then these are some of the suggestions that we have to do as a family, because you don't know what all the particular situations are. But now you can have that discussion with them. But if you feel that your kid's too unruly, or like I was a very high-wired kid.
When were you high-wired?
I don't know if I would have done that. So but you can then put theirs in the glove bar, because it literally takes seconds to install. But that's when you make your decision, because it's safety is your family and it's your concern. And you have to make that decision on your own accord. But the point is, you have that choice to make that decision now.
All right, Steven, let's check out. I mean, you got to say that this is this your son in this video who did this? Or who's this little kid?
No, that's his little kid. When I was doing some windows, his dad was holding the doors for me when I was doing some practicing and all that. And the guy where I did all these things at Village Motors in Blandon.
We just got to stress that, you know, the safety glass in cars does not, you know, shoot sharp objects everywhere. So let's just set that up and we'll roll the clip so that people understand safety precautions were taken there. He's wearing a glove and everything. But it shows how a child can save their lives, their family's lives, and other people's lives who are trapped in there, even if it's not their part of the car affected, but they can do that to safely get everybody out of the car, flood, fire, whatever. So that's the reason we're showing this. And you can tell nothing really happens to them, but just set it up so that, you know, talk about the glass shattering issue.
Yeah, well, it's tempered glass. So when you actually break the glass, you'll find that it doesn't have very sharp edges. A lot of ours is rounded edges, you know, and this was probably Colton's, I don't know, 10th window that he broke. Mm-hmm. But it was important, because what I wanted him to do is for him to be an example to your children, so that when they could go and see someone like Colton, that they could have the confidence that they could do it too.
Right. Okay, that's let's the roll.
Colton doing it.
Yes, let's roll the video and check this out.
Hi, I'm Steven Sowers, inventor of the Cut and Go. And today we're here at our testing grounds at Village Motors to see if Colton, at 6 years of age, can cut himself out of the belt and break a window. He's going to lift the safety. He's going to lift the handle, breaking the safety tab. That'll retract the top belt here, and then he'll have to pull out his bottom belt. And then I will close the door and letting him break a window, simulating what he would do in a time of an accident if his parents were either unconscious or incapacitated or trapped. Colton, you're up.
I don't know about that guy that came into the window afterwards, but it is a safety. Like, you're a constant promoter there. Like, you have to come back in and say that line there. But you could see the effectiveness. I guess he did practice because his head kind of looked back. He knew something was about to happen there with the window. But, you know, it's cool to see that. And what I was referring to earlier, you could see him pull the second part of the seatbelt, because some people think there are like two seatbelts because one goes on the lap and one on the shoulder. So, you know, and it took a little bit while for him to see where it is, but he knew what to do. That was the important part. Nothing like, you know, getting a product and you're kind of reading the directions. You don't have the time to do that. So practice, no. That muscle memory, that really is very effective in there, because seconds, you know, life could change in seconds if you can't get out of a vehicle.
Oh, yeah. And the point is, well, the reason I do all my own videos, and I did it with Colton, that was the first time Colton actually did that. And I wanted him to, you see that quizzical look on his face?
Yeah.
And he was thinking about it and he was figuring it out. And I wanted that because that's the way it's going to actually be. And, you know, and maybe not so much anymore because I made a demo. At that time, I never created the demo. Okay. So he never got a chance to do it. He never had a chance of a demo one to play with like you do now and actually develop that know-how. So that's why I'm one of the only people that do my own videos. And if you notice, compared to almost anything else, I always break the window from the inside. Breaking it from the outside is way easier than breaking it from the inside.
It's a true point that it's,
watch all the other videos on the other ones. You'll see they all do it from the outside.
Yeah.
Or simulated ones from the inside. But you see, I do the real thing.
Cool. So let's go over like some of the positive points again quickly in the wrap up. Things to remember about the cut and go.
Yep. Well, it's very easy to install. I mean, you literally can install it in seconds. It's just like that quick. You're done. You close it. You're done. It fits on any 2-inch belt, and then even in deer harnesses where they're 1-inch belt, you can even use them on them. It's very easy to use because the guided system. So it takes out the guesswork for you. It's made right here, 98% of it's made right here in Pennsylvania. My blade is made in Kaz's great state of New Jersey, and it's coated in Maine. And I'm one of the few people that actually coat the blade, and it's a PVD coating, and what that does, it resists corrosion and wear. Even though I'm the only one, if you ever notice, you'll never see anything of the cut and go of its workings, whether the blade or the pin. It's completely protected to the very second you need it. And the reason you coat it is not for the side of the blades, but where the sharp edge is. That's the part that can rust. So people down in Florida or the Bayou or anything like that, they don't have to worry about that sharp edge ever being damaged. Just can hang in their car as long as they like. And it's just going to be okay. And there's my tungsten carbide window breaking pin. It's a 25 degree tungsten carbide pin. And man, does that work good.
All right. The big question is this one-time use product or can you open up and reuse it?
One-time use.
So you pull
it. You come back to me and I give you a replacement for free.
So once you press that, or you know, then it's kind of gone, but it did its purpose, did its job. So let's talk about cost currently as we're recording this. What are you projecting the cost and where this is available, you know, in next couple months from what you see?
Well, I have it up on Amazon, but you have to type in the cut and go seatbelt and harness cutter, because they don't Amazon actually doesn't have a category for harness cutters. But I am the only harness cutter that I know of because it's protected. And then, so the 2-pack is $49.99 with a lifetime guarantee replacement on them. Family pack is $99.99 with a lifetime guarantee replacement on them. And then for the ones that are hydro dipped for the hunters, which we'll talk about in the future, those are $119.99. And you're going to find them on Walmart. And then the easiest place, actually, believe it or not, to find out, I just put it up yesterday, is eBay. If you type in the cut and go, it comes up right away. But on Walmart and Amazon, you got to be very, very specific.
Well, we'll put the links to all locations below the video on YouTube, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and also in the podcast will be the audio version, but the links will be available. So we'll help you spread the good news and joy of this wonderful product that hopefully you never use, but it's like an insurance policy. You're happy it's there, but it's a great product to have. I'm so glad you invented this, Stephen. And any final, well, actually, this is the most important question. It's not about the product. It's about this casual conversation. What do you personally feel about, once you see, we're almost done with the conversation here. So what is your review of this experience?
I think it's been great, and I really appreciate you giving me a chance, Kez, to talk to people about this, because it's really important, because people just, you know, safety atoms of products are a proactive decision, you know, and most of the time, all of our safety products around us, we'll never ever use, but we buy them in case we need them, because it's not like, oh, I forgot my milk, I got to quick run out and get another gallon. You only have that one chance, and you buy it just in case you need it, because you never know. You could drive for 40 years, and like my wife did, and then all of a sudden she T-boned somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And so you just never know.
You never know. That's why you have to have the cut and go. Hey, that rhymes. You never know. You just got to have the cut and go. You got to do like a little rap song, you know?
You're a poet, you don't even know it.
Get a song, get out there with a guitar, you know, or click, click, you know, you never know. Let's work on that. You know, we'll develop that.
You can add one more thing to your skill set.
There you go. A little more. That's all you need. Well, thank you very much. It's been a great experience learning about the cut and go. And like I said, the links will be below. Go to thecutandgo.com for all the details, order information, everything. Stephen, thank you very much for being a great guest on Casual Conversations. And you can have great casual conversations with anybody else you want, all right? Not just me.
Yeah.
It's not like you can't talk.
You know me, I do like to talk.
I said it's not like you can't talk because you're very good at talking. It's like stopping you from talking is always the problem. Put the brakes on, you know? But it's great because you're excited about the product. You feel in your heart and soul that you're really, you know, it's a worthwhile life-saving product, and just go out there, promote the heck out of it, and let the world know about the cut and go. All right. So thank you very much. You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great one.